Good morning.
There's a quick note about the opening music. A few of you here today probably remember, but it's the cover for the CD here is up on the screen. It was from 2001, and it was produced by Prairie Street. Welcome. Welcome to a worship service of singing at Prairie Street Mennonite Church. If you are delighted to be here, and or if you are tired or troubled, you are welcome. If your faith is strong, and if your faith is battered or frail, you are also welcome. If you are eager to praise God, if you want to sing, you are welcome. God welcomes us to worship today and promises to meet us here. Please stand in body or spirit and turn in the blue hymnal to number 99. We praise thee, O Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord, all the earth, from the highest heights to the deepest depths. Let everything sing and shout praise to the Creator. Praise the Lord, all the heavens and starry hosts. All throughout the universe may praise God abound. Come, let us be joyful and praise God. Let us live our praise in deeds of loving kindness. Please join me in a prayer. God, who is here now in this place and in our midst, empower us to praise you with words and songs. May these words and tunes, which come to us from many different authors, reflect an attitude of praise from within us. Dwell in us more fully that we may sing to you with all our being. Fill us with a sense of your joy, that we may delight in your worship. Focus us upon your self-giving love, which is above every love that we have ever known. Amen. Please turn to the blue hymnal, 651, I Owe the Lord a Morning Song. Please turn to Sing the Journey, number 31, He Came Down. Please join me for a confession of faith. Turn to number 711 in the blue hymnal. Jesus taught us to speak of hope as the coming of God's kingdom.
We believe that God has turned our world and our world into goodness and evil situations into good. We believe that goodness and justice
True peace and true reconciliation are not only desired, they are assumed and guaranteed in Christ. This is our faith. This is our hope. Please stand. Let's share Christ's peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you. Our scripture today comes from Psalms 66 and a little later, Colossians 3. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name, give him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds, because your great power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worships you. They sing praises to you. Sing praises to your name.
Salmo 66, de 1 a 4. Ustedes, habitantes de toda la tierra, aclamen a Dios con alegría. Canten salmos a la gloria de su nombre. Cántanle gloriosas alabanzas. Digan a Dios. Tus obras son asombrosas. Con tu gran poder sometes a sus enemigos. Toda la tierra te rinde adoración y canta salmos a tu nombre.
Colossians 3, 15-17. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your heart, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Colossians 3, 15 a 17. Yes, there's circles. Que en el corazón de ustedes gobierne la paz de Cristo, a la cual fueron llamados en un solo cuerpo. Y sean agradecidos. La palabra de Cristo habite ricamente en ustedes. Instruyanse y exhortense unos a otros con toda sabiduría. Canten al Señor salmos, himnos y cánticos espirituales con gratitud de corazón. Y todo lo que hagan, ya sea de palabra o de hecho, háganlo en el nombre del Señor Jesús, dando gracias a Dios el Padre por medio de él.
The word of the Lord.
Palabra del Señor.
Almighty God, we thank you for Ellie and the words and songs she brings us. May her words enliven our worship. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is a very happy morning of singing here. I hope we'll enjoy having a kind of journey back in the past, some old songs and some newer songs as well. Now, if I speak this loudly, can you hear me at the back? All right. The title, We Sing Our Faith, I think is a statement that I really believe. We sing what we believe. We sing our prayer. We sing our deepest feelings and deepest thoughts. And so hymns have served us very well. We sing our prayer. Prayer takes many forms. You know, we praise and we glorify God, but we lament, we weep, we pray for others. It's a very important part of our human experience, this sense of coming before God in truth and honesty and opening our hearts to God. I've chosen a number of songs this morning from our hymn books, from the past, 60 years or so, or maybe longer than that. One is what we call the Black Hymnal, called Church Hymnal. 1926. The next book that came out was this one called Life Songs Number 2. That was in 1938. So there was quite a gap of time, and there was a sense that the church hymnal needed to be supplemented by some other songs. And so Life Songs was a supplement, 1938. And then we had the Brown Hymnal, and this one came out in 1962. So there was quite a gap. And then our Blue Hymnal in 1992. There's 30 years between those two hymnals. And then, of course, we have our supplements, the spiral books that are in your racks, the purple and the green. And most recently, Prairie Street Sings, which is our own collection. So you can see that our congregation knows lots and lots of songs. And many of us have favorites, and I'm sure I will not touch all those favorites by any means. But I've chosen for us to look at some hymns according to three themes that I've chosen. The first one is love, the second theme is peace, and the third is the future. And in each case, it's not that we're getting better and better with our hymns, but there are changes. Things change in the way we express our deepest feeling and our prayer and our belief. Sometimes the simplest songs tell the whole story. And so this morning we sang, He Came Down, that we might have joy. He came down that we might have peace. He came down that we might have love. And in a way, that's the whole gospel. Jesus came to live among us and brought us these qualities of fullness of life in our human life. So in a way, that little song is the whole story. And the second one I've chosen is like that. It's also a very simple song, and it's in our Prairie Street Sings. It's number, let me think here. Jesu Cristo, where are you? Number 15. Jesu Cristo, reina, reina ya. So let's say these words together. First of all, Jesu Cristo. Again, Jesu Cristo. Once more. The next word is reina, reina. And again, reina. Now together, Jesu Cristo, reina. Jesu Cristo, reina. Now in rhythm, Jesu Cristo, reina. Jesu Cristo, reina. Again, Jesu Cristo, reina. And the last word is ya. Ya. What we're saying here is that Jesus Christ reigns, ya, which means already, now, already. It's already happened. So it's a very simple phrase, but it tells a lot. So let's say the words together. Jesu Cristo, reina, reina, ya. Now in rhythm. Jesu Cristo, reina, reina, ya. Again. Jesu Cristo, reina, reina, ya. Good. The second verse you'll see tucked down at the bottom, where it changes to salva, ya. This means Jesus Christ saves already. And then the third verse is sana, which is heals, all right? Let's see if we can sing this one together. All right, here we go. Those two words are stuck together. Alleluia, amen. Can you say that? Alleluia, amen. Again, alleluia, amen. Okay, the second verse, Jesu Cristo, salva ya. Verse. heals. That very simple song, we have the whole story. Jesus Christ has come to save, to heal, and it's already happening. Yah, a little word with a big meaning. It's already happening. Now I'd like you to turn on your song sheets. Let's do this one first. In the hymnal, number 12. So we're beginning with the theme of love. And in this song, we're proclaiming God's love. God acts first in creation, in giving us everything that we need, all good gifts. And so we respond singing our love for God. So here we are singing to one another, saying, come, everybody, come together. Let's sing this song of love about God's love. We'll sing verses 1 and 3. 1 and 3. Hymn number 12, Come Let Us All. Number 12 in the blue hymnal. Now please turn on the song sheet to the one that is called God is Love, His Mercy Brightens. This is an older song and it's more theological. The ideas are densely packed in the song. Number 71, God is Love, His Mercy Brightens. And we have the sense that the author here has experienced trouble and pain. And in the text, we see this affirmation that whatever happens, God's presence, God's brightness streams through the mist. And there's a sense of security. I'm just going to read verse 2. Chance and change are busy ever. Man decays and ages move. But his mercy waneth never. God is wisdom. God is love. So again, this is a hymn singing about the love of God. It's a much more theological, more densely packed song than the first one that we sang. But there is a sense that there is giving solidity to our faith, strength, and hope and comfort in time of darkness. Now let's turn in the hymnal to number 588. 588, Jesus, the very thought of thee. Edward Caswell translated into English a poem that was written by Bernard of Clairvaux. And Bernard wrote 50 verses, 50 verses. So our editors pared this down to 5. Unlike the last song in which we were singing to one another, in this song, we address Jesus directly. It's a love song, really. Notice the tenderness, the intimacy. In verse 3, hope of every contrite heart, O joy of all the meek, to those who fall, how kind thou art, how good to those who seek. So this is now a hymn in which we address Jesus directly and speak of our love for him. Now turn back to 533. And this is a song in a similar kind of vein. It's a song of adoration and devotion responding to the love of Christ. And it is a love song. It's addressed directly to Jesus. Jesus, my Lord, my King, my all. What did you find in me that you have loved me so? How great is the joy you have brought to me? And then the refrain you'll see repeats, oh, may I love thee more and more. It's very personal, fervent, passionate. We're singing our personal, heartfelt faith. We'll sing verses 1 and 4. 533, verses 1 and 4. I remember growing up in this church singing that song and songs like that, which were very fervent and very heartfelt, emotional songs of that kind. Now please turn to hymnal 593. This hymn breathes a spirit of deep devotion and gratitude to God for God's unfathomable love, especially as shown in Christ. If we look at verse 2, no earthly treasure can satisfy me. Your love is joy to me and every blessing. You'll notice throughout the song, for me, to me, it's a very personal text. These phrases are repeated. We'll sing verses 1 and 2. This hymnal, this first appeared in the brown hymnal for us and was brought over into the blue hymnal. Verses 1 and 2.
Oh,
As I said, these songs that we have been singing are love songs. Our hymns and songs that we sing today, many of them do not have that similar kind of fervent quality, it seems to me. That perhaps we sing more about God's love and less about our own ardor. I've sometimes heard criticism of contemporary Christian music that it's too individualistic. It's love songs to Jesus. You know, people make fun of that kind of music. But I think there is something that has been missing in our other hymnody that perhaps that is reaching for, that we want that. We want to be able to express our emotion, our deep feeling of love for Christ. And perhaps those songs are filling a gap for us. Please turn to number 592, page before, 592 in the hymnal. This song is by Charles Wesley, who was a brother of John Wesley, who was the founder of Methodism. This man, Charles, wrote 6,000 hymns. Can you imagine? 6,000 hymns. So not all of our songs about God's love are individualistic and personal. We also sing as a body of Christians together. And here we have a corporate expression. Let us see, let us find, until we cast our crowns, we would be always blessing you, serving you as the hosts above. Pray and praise you without ceasing. So number 592, verses 1 and 3. Let's turn in our song sheet to the one that is called Jesus Loves Even Me on the inside. Jesus Loves Even Me. The songs that we teach our children are, first of all, and most often, about the love of God. And it's very important that we ground the faith that we teach and that we show in God's love. I was thinking of one that isn't on this sheet. I wonder if some of you know this one. Into My Heart, do you remember this? Jesus loves me, you know.
Jesus loves me.
remember when my father was very old, he said, you know, as I get older, my faith gets simpler and simpler. And this song, Jesus Loves Me, tells the whole story. It's like we were saying at the beginning, sometimes the simplest expression is the deepest and the most meaningful. Well, here we have this song, Jesus Loves Even Me. This is one that was quite popular and sung a lot. How many of us, does that sound familiar? Yeah, okay, let's see how it goes here. We keep singing these songs with our children because that's the ground of our faith. The first thing, the first Bible verse we learn often is, God is love, right? Okay. Now let's turn to the song sheet, the one that is called Near to the Heart of God, right across the sheet. Continuing with songs that express love toward God. Earlier generations love to sing songs of comfort and security, the joy of being secure in the love of God. We'll sing verses 1 and 2 here. Please turn to 522. We can't sing about love without looking at this song, can we? My Jesus, I Love Thee is one of the most widely loved hymns. It's been translated into many, many languages. One of the interesting things about this hymn was that it was written by a 16-year-old boy, a 16-year-old boy. So I think that gives it a special quality as well. My Jesus, I Love Thee. We'll sing one verse.
My Jesus. Thank you.
Now, in the in this book, in our Prairie Street Sings, number 35. Oh no, I'm sorry. It's in this book. Sing the Story, the purple book, number 35. Number 35 in Sing the Story. This song comes from an African-American writer. His name was Charles Tindley. His father was enslaved, but his mother was free. And so the family let him be raised in his auntie's home, so he was raised free. But he had no education at all. He was sent out to work. But he educated himself. Even as he was working as a church janitor, he took correspondence courses and learned all that he needed to do. And eventually, he did become a Methodist minister. But his songs are always, and he wrote many, many songs, but they are particularly interesting in that they have a lot of repetition in them. If you look at the text, you'll see the first verse, "Thou, O Christ, my Lord and King, grant in thine own name my plea, take the sacrifice I bring. Be thou all thou art in me." Then the rest of the hymn repeats the ideas of the first part. So there's a lot of repetition, and it gives a kind of grounding and peace and simplicity to the song. It's a very beautiful melody as well. Let's sing just the first verse of this one. Are you on for stretching it out a little bit? I think we started a little bit late. Is it okay if I go on with some more songs? I'd like to do a little bit with the theme of peace. It seems that in singing about peace, we have made a similar move from the inner peace of our hearts to a sense of becoming peacemakers and of extending peace or working for peace in the world around us. That doesn't mean the earlier way was wrong. It just means that we have expanded our understanding of what it means to be peaceful people within ourselves, within our own relationships, but also in expanding that to the world around. There's one at 336 in the hymnal, which is a very favorite hymn. I think we have sung it here fairly often. Recently, even. 336, "When Peace Like a River." This song has a very poignant story behind it. There was a man named Spafford. Mr. Spafford lived in Chicago. He was a lawyer. And he had a wife and four daughters. And for some reason, the wife and four daughters got on a ship and sailed to England. But they had a terrible storm, and the ship went down, and all four daughters died, but the wife survived. So she sent a cablegram to her husband with two words on it, and it said simply, "Saved alone." So he knew that only she had survived. So he then got on a ship and crossed the ocean to go to England to comfort her. When his ship came to the place where the other one had gone down, he was very moved, and he wrote this hymn at that time. So it's a very personal affirmation of acceptance of God's will. It's a very personal song, When Peace Like a River. I think I'm going to go on to the next one because we then turn to the importance of singing Jesus' teaching. And the next two songs were written right here in this congregation for us. We have a musical setting of Jesus' sayings that are called the Beatitudes. That is in Matthew 5, where Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, blessed are the merciful." And there's one that says, "Blessed are the peacemakers." And the refrain for that is, "Very happy, rejoice, be glad, and dance for joy." And I think it brings to us the sense that when Jesus gives us teaching, it isn't that we have to do this and it's going to be hard and we must be very serious about it, but there's a joy in it. When we live as Jesus has taught us in this way, we can be happy, and there's a kind of exuberance about this music that brings it through. This one is in Prairie Street Sings at number 85. This song was written for us here by, I'm sorry, that's the wrong number, 24. Number 24. This song was written for us by a former pastor at this church, and he was a musician, and he wrote a number of songs for us. But I think we're just going to look at the refrain, the first part. We sang this last Sunday. You might remember hearing it. We'll sing the refrain twice. Rejoice in God and now, number 85 in the same book. This one was also written here. Adam Tice worshipped with us for a number of years. And this is a song we have used here as a going out song, a kind of dismissal song, Walk in Peace. You can just follow the tune on the top line of each section. Now, in the hymnal, number 408. This song is really reminds us of what I was saying, that our sense of peace is more of an outward look, a shift, considering more than just peace in our personal lives, but more to a social sense of justice with peace and a call to becoming peacemakers. O day of peace that dimly shines. Let's look at verse 2. Then shall the wolf dwell with the lamb, nor the fierce devour the small. As beasts and cattle calmly graze, a little child shall lead them all. Then enemies shall learn to love. All creatures find their true accord. The hope of peace shall be fulfilled, for all the earth shall know the Lord. So we sing this great hope. We sing our faith that that is where our God is taking us, the fulfillment. So just a few things on my third theme, which is about we're singing our faith about the future. Songs about the future seem to have split between two strands. There was earlier quite a deep concern about the lostness of humanity and the sinfulness, and the church sang intensely for the saving of the lost, a concern to bring salvation and peace to sinners. And many gospel songs from the 19th century drew on images of humanity's desperate condition. For example, "O lost one in the wilds of sin, so far from God away, before thee lies an open path, where wilt thou walk today?" Or, "Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen." The concern was to bring sinners into the fold of salvation so that they too could escape the horrors of judgment and enjoy the delights of heavenly bliss. Deeply felt compassion for the lost. There are many, many songs that were like that. So I'd like to sing "When the Roll is Called Up Yonder." Here we have, the song is on our song sheet. In this black book that I showed you, the church hymnal, there were 52 songs in the category of hymns of appeal, that was evangelistic hymns, and 38 songs about heaven, that is, of our future destination personally in heaven. And so this song, "When the Roll is Called Up Yonder," is one of those songs. We're singing about life beyond the skies, when the saved shall gather over on the other shore. We'll just sing the first verse of this one. We sang a lot about our personal destination. I remember sitting with my father in a service one time, and the song had in the refrain, "Oh, that will be glory for me." Does anybody know that one? And I remember him saying, "I cannot sing that. That's not what it's about. It's not going to be about glory for me." So, you know, some of the theology was a little thin, we could put it that way, but that's how we sang. Now, one more on the Mennonite hymnal, "On Jordan's Stormy Banks." Yeah, this it's on the song sheet, on the front of it. "On Jordan's Stormy Banks." Mary Mishler said she remembers this one. "On Jordan's Stormy Banks, I'll tread." It's a folk song. It's fun to sing. Okay, let's do one verse of this one. "On Jordan's stormy banks, I'll stand on the grass of my shore. lovely folk tune. So there was a huge change in emphasis then, away from the individual standing on the banks of the Jordan, looking to the bliss of heaven, into the kind of songs we sing today. Just look at number 226 in the hymnal. 226. This is one we sing quite often here. You are salt for the earth, O people. You are light on the hill. You're a seed of the word. We are blessed and a pilgrim people. But see what the refrain says. Bring forth the kingdom of mercy. Bring forth the kingdom of peace. Bring forth the kingdom of justice. Bring forth the city of God. It's a different theology. We're singing here again Jesus' teaching, Jesus' words. Finally, I would like to turn to number 638 in this book. 638. Too many books here. We're going to sing verse 1 and 4. The refrain of this song comes from scripture from Habakkuk chapter 2. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. The author for this was a school teacher in England. He was very much respected by the children under him for his kindness and wisdom and his fairness. But he had this grand vision of God. He got it from scripture about the destiny of the earth and the world in the hands of God, and that God is surely bringing all things together in the end into peace, into shalom, everything showing the glory of God. So it's a beautiful reflection of an important text in scripture. This is the last song. We'll sing verse 1 and 4. In the rest of the service, we'll have a couple of other songs. The one at the very end is Wonderful Grace of Jesus, which is just fun to sing. So I wanted a song to have that was just fun. And the bassist particularly will enjoy that. And at the offering, a song from India, which reminds us that we also sing songs from around the world. So we sing our faith, and it's a great joy to do that and to learn songs from each other.
All right, we'll collect the offering now. Invite the ushers.
As the ushers receive the offering, let's join together in the blue hymnal, number 392. Number 392 in the blue hymnal.
Mm-hmm. Señor Dios Todopoderoso, bendice estas ofrendas en el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Te pedimos por la paz del mundo, por nuestros hermanos. Oh, Father, we ask for bless for our nation, for peace for our families, for people traveling, for Adolfo and Betty Puricelli, for pastor life position, for the people have new house, for Scott Hamilton, for our body, for the number of years we are suffer, again for the people traveling, for memories, for Barbara's son, and for everything we ask. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Let's stand for the final hymn. And again, it's in your blue hymnal, number 150. We're in the blue hymnal 150, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. Our benediction is a call and response, and your response is easy. Every time, all you do is say, amen. Amen. All right. And I hope that you'll join us for visitors. Coffee is just down the stairs and into the fellowship hall, the place with the big windows. And we are going to have a second hour discussion today, where so we'll pull our chairs into some circles after we visited a bit, and we'll do some questions and questions about hymnody and what it says about God and about us. So receive the benediction. May the God of all consolation bless you in every way and grant you hope all the days of your life. Amen.
Amen.
May God restore you to health and grant you salvation. Amen.
Amen.
May God fill your heart with peace and lead you to eternal life. Amen. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.